Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. So Much More creates space for God to reveal his truth through his word. Today, we are in the second week of our Advent series, and after a quick word from our sponsor, we will continue with our scripture meditation in Luke 1, verses 46 through 53.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We are going to be experiencing this scripture meditation using the Lectio Divina method. And if you haven't done Lectio Divina before, I want to encourage you to go and download the free Lectio Divina journal that I've created for you. There's a link in the show notes, and you can also download it at jodynisnik.com. It walks through exactly what you can expect from Lectio Divina, and it gives you some space to capture your thoughts as you move through these meditations. Let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to just invite you, no matter where you are, to take a few deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe in, just invite the Lord into this time, this space. And as you exhale, with that outward breath, just imagine that you are handing over to him anything that is distracting or burdensome to you today. Continue to take deep in and out breaths while I pray for you. Oh Lord, we invite you in to this time. Pray by the power of your Spirit that this would become holy and sacred time. Would you guide us into your word? Would you help us to notice what you want us to notice and have the conversation with you that we need to have? Lord, would you just help all the distractions to fade away and help us to just be present here with you? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before I read the passage to you the first time, I want to give you just a little bit of context. This passage is often called Mary's Song, or the Magnificat, which is Latin for magnify or praise. Because when this passage was translated into Latin, the word magnify was used, so Magnificat was used. This is Mary's praise song. And she speaks these words after she has been told she will conceive and give birth to Jesus, even though she is a virgin. And then she travels to see her relative Elizabeth. And as soon as she enters the home, Elizabeth makes this proclamation. She says, "Blessed are you, Mary, among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." So that is what Elizabeth says. And then Mary responds with the words that we are going to meditate on today. Now, the first time I read this passage for you, there really is no agenda. It is an opportunity to hear the words and to know where the passage is going. So this now is our first reading of Luke 1, verses 46 through 53. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." Now, the second time I read the passage for you, we want to ask the Lord to help us notice a word or a phrase. And this is a longer passage than normal, and there's a lot of different things happening in it. So I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see, is there a word or a phrase, maybe even an idea, that grabs your attention above all the other things? And if you have something to write it down with, you can write it down. And if not, just hold on to it in your mind. And I'll give you some space after the reading to reflect on it. So this now is a second reading of Luke 1, verses 46 through 53. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." So take a few moments now to reflect on what your attention was drawn to, and ask, how does this connect to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you, notice the word or the phrase or the idea again. And then we'll take some time to respond to God, however He may be inviting us to respond. So this now is a third reading of Luke 1, verses 46 through 53. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." So take some time now to respond, however you feel like God is inviting you to respond. Now, as I read the passage for you one last time, I want to invite you to take a posture of rest, to rest in the goodness and the faithfulness of God, to rest in knowing that these words spoken by Mary are because He sent His Son for us. That is how much He loved us. So just rest in knowing that that is true. So this now is a final reading of Luke 1, verses 46 through 53. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. Oh Lord, we thank you for Mary, for her example of willingness to say yes to all that you are asking of her. Thank you, Lord, that she is able to communicate this beautiful truth that has been captured for us to meditate on, to know you better because of. Lord, we thank you for whatever it is that you wanted us to see in this passage today. And we pray that that truth would just take deep root into our heart as we move through the remainder of this Advent season. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, come to save us. And we pray this in his name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to listen in to the Companion Podcast. I have a conversation with Parker Smith. He is the founder of Beginner's Apprenticeship, and he has written a book called The King is Coming. It is a children's book for the Advent season that follows the liturgical calendar, and it pairs with a beautiful album of music that guides children and even adults through what the Advent season means. So I think you'll really enjoy hearing from him and learning more about this project. So I hope you'll join me there. Friends, I also just want to ask you a quick favor. If you are appreciative of this ministry, would you do me a quick favor and leave a review and follow this podcast so that it pops up into your feed whenever new episodes drop? I want to take a quick second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership. And if you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.